大家一起低头落打。阿门。奉主耶稣圣名开始我们安息日上午聚会，我们一起唱诗179首。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll start a Sabbath morning service.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢天父真神啊，将圣安息日来赏赐给我们。
And thank for the true heavenly God who have given us the Holy Sabbath.
我们也感谢天父真神啊，他赐给我们这一次的冬季的灵恩会。
And we thank the true God who gave us the winter spiritual cultivation.
我们恳求啊，他的能力、他的恩典充满在我们的当中。
And may his blessings and grace be with us.
在我们正道之前，我们一起同心跪下来感谢祷告。
Before our service, let's all kneel down and pray. And when my children were still young, I took them out for a trip.
结果有一次在旅馆里头，我们发现说我们的牙膏啊放在上一个旅馆那里没有带走。
And in the hotel, we realized that we left our toothpaste in the previous hotel that we stayed in.
我就跟老大讲说你到楼下柜台那里去去跟他们要牙膏。
And so I told my oldest to go to the front desk to ask them for some toothpaste.
这个老大犹豫了一下。
And he hesitated.
然后他就跟弟弟讲说：“弟弟，你跟哥哥一起去。”
He said to his younger brother and said, "Why don't you come with me?"
平常这个哥哥小时候嘛，是很会欺负弟弟的。
And the older brother often when he was young, likes to take advantage of his younger brother.
但是这一次那个态度、那个音调是非常的这个 gentleman 说。请你跟我一起去。
And but this time, he had a very gentle attitude toward his brother.
其实他弟弟也没有办法保护他。
And in reality, his younger brother could not protect him.
但是有弟弟一起去他觉得胆量比较大。
And then if his brother can go with him, then go with him, then he feels more secure.
当我们害怕的时候，我们总是想要找人跟我们一起走。
And during the time that when we're afraid, we like to find people to walk with us.
其实最伟大的神，他总是愿意跟我们一起来走这人生的道路。
And the greatest God, He's always willing, to walk our life with us.
所以我们的人生的道路是很有平安的，很有保障的。
And so our journey of our life is filled with peace and security.
只是问题在于。我们如何来跟神同行
？And the key is how can we walk with God？
那这一次的灵恩会我的主题就是与神同行。
And so this spiritual convocation's topic for me is to walk with God。
我们请看创世纪第五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 5。
创世纪第五章21节。
Chapter 5 verse 21。
以诺活到65岁，生了马土撒拉。
Verse 21, when Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah.
这里说以诺他生了一个儿子。
Here recorded that Enoch had a son.
那名字马土撒拉的意思就是这个人死的时候会有大灾难。
And the meaning of the name Methuselah means that when he died, there will be a great tragedy.
我们知道以后在挪亚的时代有这个大洪水的灾难。
We knew that later there was the great flood during the time of Noah.
就是在马土撒拉这个人死的时候。
And that is occurred during the time of the death of Methuselah.
所以这是神给以诺的一个意象。
And so here is a vision for Enoch.
那以诺有了这个意象，他就有了一个正确的方向跟行动。
And so once he received this vision, he had a correct way of action and path.
22节，以诺生马土撒拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。
22, and after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God for 300 years and had, had other sons and daughters.
这个以诺，他成为一个有异象的人。
So he is a man filled with vision.
所以他的行动就是与神同行。
And so his action was to walk with God.
我们每一个基督徒，我们要过着一个有异象的生活。
And so for us Christians, we should live a life of visions.
我们的异象从这一本圣经，从神的话语来的。
And we receive our visions from this book, from this, the words of God.
有异象，我们才会有正确的方向。
And once we have these visions, then we have the correct pathway.
有异象，我们才能够采取行动。
And once we have these visions, then we can take actions.
有异象，我们的生活才会有意义。
And once we have these visions, then there will be meanings to our life.
那这里说到以诺，他就有了这个异象之后，与神同行。
And so here recorded after Enoch received the vision, he walked with God.
然后下半句话说他生儿养女。
And the second half says he has sons and daughters.
他仍然过着一般的生活。
And he lived a normal life.
这个既然生儿养女，所以以我们今天的话来讲，他要工作。来养家活口。
And so according to today's standards, if you have daughters and sons, then you must work to support the family.
所以第一个观念我们要有的就是，在正常的生活里头，我们来与神同行。
And so the concept is that doing under a normal life, we need to walk with God.
那圣经就是只有这么讲，以诺，他过着正常的生活。他与神同行。
And so the Bible just simply recorded that Enoch lived a simple life.And he walked with God.
那我们就有很大的空间，让我们来想，那什么叫做与神同行
？And so let's ponder upon the concept, what is to walk with God?
那如何与神来同行
？Now how can we walk with God?
这就是这两天我们要一起来来思想、来学习的。
And that is the topic we want to share and think and study these 2 days.
在正常平常的生活里头，我们来跟神同行。
That we can walk with God in a normal life.
就像以诺，他生儿养女。
And just like Enoch, who had daughters and sons.
所以什么叫做与神同行
？So what is to walk with God?
如何来与神同行
？How can we walk with God?
那在这个小时，我来谈到努力。
And so this hour, I like to talk about strive.
请看路加福音十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 13.
Luke 加福音十三章二十三节。
Luke 13, verse 23.
有一个人问他说：“主啊，得救的人少吗？”
Someone asked him, Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?
这也是常常我们的关心跟我们的疑问。
And this is the thing that we care about and the question that we often have.
只有真耶稣教会的人才得救吗
？Is salvation only reserved for the people of the True Jesus Church?
真的得救的人这么少吗
？Is really so few that who can be saved?
主耶稣怎么回答
？And how did Jesus respond?
二十四节，耶稣对众人说：“你们要努力进窄门。我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。”
And 24, make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to.
主耶稣没有说多或者少。
Jesus did not respond whether there be few or many.
主耶稣说你们要努力进窄门。
But he said you should make an effort to enter the narrow door.
无论得救的人多或少，这不改变我们应该有的责任。
And so whether there be few or many, that will not change our duty to make an effort.
我们每一个人在信仰的道路上面，为了得救，我们都有我们应该尽的责任。
And on the journey of faith, that we have to have our duty to make an effort to enter through the narrow door.
所以我用三个重点来看这两个经节。
So there are three main focus to look at these two verses.
这个得救的门路，在这里主耶稣说它是窄门。
And Jesus said the door of salvation is narrow.
意思就是困难的，但是每一个人都要进去。
And means that it's difficult, but everyone should enter.
只要想要得救的人都应该进入这个窄门。
For everyone who wants to receive salvation should enter through the narrow door.
为什么说它是窄门呢？
Why does it say that it's a narrow door?
因为人都是罪人，人都亏欠了神的荣耀。
And because all men have sinned and they have fell short of God's glory.
而这位真神他是完美、圣洁、尊贵。
And this true God, he is perfect and glorious.
而罪人怎么能够跟圣洁的神结合在一起？
And how can sinful men be united with the glorious God?
这的确是一个困难。
And that is a difficult problem.
所以呢，需要方法。
So it requires a way.
那的确也有一个方法，一条门路。
And indeed there is a way and there is a path.
让人能够得着原谅，罪得着赦免。
And for men to receive forgiveness and to redeem their sins.
让人能够跟神和好。
And so that they can be reconciled with God.
让人不但拥有地上的生命，也拥有天上的生命。
And will allow men to receive life on earth and also life in heaven.
那这个就是主耶稣为我们所开的又新又活的道路。
And so this is the path that Jesus opened for us, which is new and life.
是借着他的身体，借着他的宝血所为我们开的。
And this door is opened through his flesh and his precious blood.
所以我们要努力的来走上这一条得救的道路。
So we should work hard to walk on this pathway.
我相信我们在做的绝大部分都已经领受了主耶稣所给我们的救恩。
And I believe many of us here today have already received God's salvation.
那我们都已经进入了这个救恩的这个恩典的门。
And we have entered into this gate of grace.
那这里讲到这个马太福音那边有讲到说这个路也是小的。
And the book of Matthew also mentioned that the path is also narrow.
我们不但进了门，而且我们要把这一条路走完。
And not only should we enter this door, but we should we have to complete the path.
所以主耶稣说我们要努力。
So Jesus tells us to strive.
那对我们来讲，为什么路是小的
？So why is it the pathway narrow for us?
因为我们人常常在生活当中有一些事情我们没有办法去割舍。
And because in our daily life there are things that we cannot just put away.
在生活当中有人呢是会自义。
There are many people who consider themselves self-righteous.
在圣经里头主耶稣传道的时候有一个少年人他来找主耶稣。
And when Jesus was preaching, there was a young man who came to Jesus.
他说怎样才可以得永生。
And he asked him, how can I receive eternal life?
主耶稣很喜欢这样的问题。
And Jesus loved this type of question.
这是一个最重要、最聪明的问题。
And this is the most important smart question someone can ask.
怎样才可以得永生？
And what do you need to do to receive eternal life?
主耶稣他认识每一个人，他知道这一个人如果要到永生，他缺少什么。
And so Jesus knew everyone. He knew what this man lacks in order to receive eternal life.
主耶稣说：“你变卖所有的，去帮助穷人，你来跟从我。”
He told him to sell off all your possessions and come and follow me.
这个人他既然这么看重永生，但是他主耶稣告诉他的，他做不到。
And if for this person who sees eternal life so important, but this is something that he cannot accomplish.
他没有跟随主耶稣。
And so he did not follow Jesus.
他忧忧愁愁的走了。
And he walked away in sorrow.
因为他不愿意跟他的财产来有所割舍。
Because he cannot separate himself from his possessions.
主耶稣的时代也有很多的这些所谓的文士、法利赛人。
And during the time of Jesus, there are many scribes and teachers.
主耶稣说，那些所谓的罪人、税吏呀，比这些人还容易得天国。
And Jesus said that those tax collectors can receive eternal life easier than these scribes and teachers.
这些法利赛人觉得说他们遵守了很多的宗教上的传统，所以他们是很好的。
And these Pharisees consider themselves to be good because they have received all the religious teachings.
那他们觉得说他们不需要主耶稣。
And they feel that they don't need Jesus.
所以主耶稣对他们来讲就是窄门。
And so Jesus to them is the narrow door.
那今天啊，我们要在信仰生活里头，我们要反省自己。
And so in our life of faith, we have to reflect upon ourselves.
啊，我们一定还有一些我们不足的地方。
And there definitely are things that we still lack.
啊，当主耶稣让我们知道的时候，啊，我们要愿意有所割舍。而来跟随主耶稣。
And once Jesus revealed them to us, we have to be willing to separate those things out and follow Jesus.
好，我们常常对自己的啊自己的这种不对的欲望要说不。
And we have to say no to the wrong desires that we have.
好，啊，我们要对主耶稣给我们的启发，给我们的教导要说是。
We have to say yes to the revelations and the teachings of Jesus.
哦，那这样子，这个门总是为我们开着，这条路我们一定能够走得好。
And in this way, this door will be open for us, and we can walk safely on the pathway.
啊，有些时候我们会觉得说，我们是啊，我们是有很多的过患，我们是罪人。
And oftentimes we consider ourselves to have many transgressions and sins.
我们在座的或许你还没有领受救恩。
And perhaps there are some of us who have not received the salvation.
啊，或许你觉得你不配。
Or maybe you feel that you're not worthy.
啊，但是不曾经有所谓的罪人，啊，因为他太坏了，所以被主耶稣拒绝。
But there are no sinners because they're so bad that Jesus has refused them.
啊，主耶稣的救恩是要白白的来赐给我们。
And the salvation of Jesus is to be given to us freely.
哦，这是很大的优惠，我们不要随意的拒绝。
And this is a grace from God that we should not easily refuse.
那我们很多人已经走在这一条救恩的道路上面。
And many of us were already walking on the pathway of salvation.
啊，这是一件非常感谢的事情。
And this is something that's worth thanksgiving.
啊，我们的罪已经被赦免了。
That our sins have been forgiven.
啊，许许多多的人怕死，但是我们可以很坦然的来面对死。
And there are many people who are afraid of death, but we can peacefully face death.
啊，我们好好做一个基督徒，我们将来可以坦然的来面对审判。
And if we can be a good Christian, then we can peacefully face God for death.
其实信仰的道路是一条充满着感谢跟赞美的道路。
The pathway of faith is a path that is filled with thanksgiving and blessings.
那我们要清楚地问我们自己，我们是不是进了窄门？
And so we have to ask ourselves, have we entered the narrow door?
那我们有没有好好地走在这一条得救的道路上面？
Have we walked on this pathway of salvation?
回到路加福音13章的这个23节跟24节。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 13 verse 23 and 24.
在这里主耶稣给门徒一个很清楚的命令，就是要努力。
And so here's a very simple command from Jesus to the disciples, that which is to strive.
什么叫做与神同行，就是努力。
And what does it mean to walk with God? That means to strive.
我们努力读圣经，努力参加聚会。
We strive to read the Bible and strive to attend the service.
所以努力它是有行动的。
And so to strive means that it requires an action.
信仰不是一条静止的道路。
And the path to salvation is not a path that is still.
信仰它总是有行动的。
And for faith it requires action.
什么叫做有意向的人？就是一个有行动的人。
And a man of vision is someone who have actions.
一个在信仰上没有行动的人，他就是一个没有意向的人。
And for someone to have no action in his faith, it means that he will not have visions.
我们在信主的过程里头，我们来到主耶稣面前。
In doing the walk of faith, we come before Jesus.
我们查考道理。
And we study the truth.
我们悔改，我们相信。
And we repent and we believe.
我们领受神的恩典，我们也在教会里头来参与服事。
We receive God's blessings and we participate in the holy work.
面对着我们的生活，我们的挑战，我们有很多的祈求。
And when we face our challenges in life, then we have many hopes.
面对着生活的困难，我们在信仰里头来寻求答案。
And when we face a difficulty with life, we'll look for solutions in faith.
哦，所以这一切它都是动态的。
So everything is emotion.
啊，有一次的这个啊追思礼拜啊。
And,
我非常的感动。
And during one of the funerals, I was very moved.
啊，这个死者的儿子啊，啊，他最后向大家说一些感谢的话跟一些感言。
And so the family of the deceased has spoken some words.
这个儿子说，在他们家庭最困难的时候，他爸爸不断的勉励他们一句话。
And so the son has said that during the most difficult time of their family, his father often reminded them of these words.
啊，他说无论如何，我们要努力的得救。
And his father often said that regardless of anything that happens, we have to strive to receive salvation.
哦，在整个家庭遇到困难的时候，人常常有一些比较负面的反应。
And often when we face difficulties in the family, we might have a negative reaction.
哦，那常常就是比较退缩。
We might step back.
啊，那甚至呢，就啊，甚至不喜欢、不愿意来到教会。
And sometimes we dislike coming to church.
啊，因为我们的确遇到困难。
Because we truly we have faced problems.
啊，因为在很多事情上面，我们很难去做解释。
And in the face of many things that we cannot explain.
但是这个做爸爸的说，无论如何，我们要努力的得救。
And so this father has said, regardless of what happens, we have to strive for salvation.
啊，不管别人可能会用怎样的眼光来看我们，我们还是要去教会，我们还是要敬拜神。
And it does not matter how other people see us, we have to continue to go to church and continue to worship God.
啊，在信仰的道路上面，我们必须预期到。我们会遇到一些困难。
And so during the walk of faith, we have to anticipate that there will be problems.
哦，我们一定会遇到一些的挫折跟阻挡。
And surely we will face obstacles and difficulties.
哦，所以主耶稣给我们一个清楚的命令，要努力。
And so Jesus gave us a very simple command that we should strive.
啊，这个魔鬼撒旦，他是四处的游行，很努力的。要找可吞吃的人。
And so Satan is looking everywhere, looking for someone to devour.
哦，我们如果没有努力啊，我们没有办法摆脱这个撒旦跟我们的瓜葛。
And if we cannot strive, then we cannot fight against the devil.
哦，我们很实在的生活在这一个大环境里头。
And so today we live in a real world.
哦，那我们都有一个。属于天上属灵的异象看见。
And so we may have a spiritual vision that we have seen.
哦，我们虽然生活在这个地上，但是我们要属灵。
And although we live on this earth, we should have a spiritual life that from heaven.
哦，我们要将自己，将我们的这个看见呢，从这个地上转移到天上属灵的。
So we have to transform our vision from earth to what lies in heaven.
那事实上，如果没有受苦、挣扎、努力，我们没有办法提高我们的眼界。
And if we have not been have problems and strive, then we will not elevate our faith.
哦，所以我们常常说，在舒适的环境里头，人是不容易属灵的。
So often we say that.In a comfortable environment, it's very difficult for a man to be spiritual.
那这个世界一直想要胜过我们。
So this world wants to overcome us every day.
这个世界一直想要来影响我们。
And this world often likes to influence us every day.
哦，所以如果没有那种不妥协的冲突，我们是没有办法来胜过这个世界的试探。
And so if we cannot set aside from these things that we cannot overcome the temptation of the world.
所以它必须会有冲突，所以我们必须要努力，我们才能够胜过。
So there will be conflicts and we have to strive in order to overcome.
在生活当中我们也常常会说别傻了，没有白吃的午餐。
And in life we often also say that don't be foolish, there's no free lunch.
但是神给我们的救恩呢、啊，他是白白赐给我们。
But the salvation of God of Jesus is truly free.
但是这一条天国的道路是要努力的去奔跑。
But this pathway to heaven requires us to strive forward.
再请看马太福音十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章十二节。
Chapter 11, verse 12.
十二节，主耶稣说：“从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。”
12. From the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it.
这里主耶稣也是说，天国是这个努力的人进入的。
And so here tells us that the kingdom is reserved for those who forcefully advance.
这个英文圣经甚至是用比较强、很强的字眼。
And the English Bible uses very strong words.
要得救就要努力。
And in order to be saved, we have to strive.
为什么要跟神同行？就是为了不但为了今生，也是为了得救。
And to walk with God is not only for this life, but also to receive salvation.
那在我们的生活当中，的确有很多事情都很重要。
And indeed, there are many important things that surround our life.
我们也都为了这些重要的事情，我们非常的努力。
And we have worked hard for these things around us.
但是再怎么重要的事情，有哪一件事情可以比得上得救
？And regardless how important everything that surrounds you, can it be more important than receiving salvation?
那我们都为了这些第二重要的这么努力的，我们怎么能够不为得救来努力？
And we have worked so hard towards these things that are not the most important, but how much more should we work for God's salvation?
得救的确值得我们去努力。
And indeed, God's salvation is worthy for us to strive.
有时候我们在努力的，别人会说，你不要浪费那么多时间在这件事情上面。
Sometimes when we work hard, others will tell us that you don't have to work so hard.
我们每一个人真的都很看重得救这件事情。
So every one of us sees salvation being a very important thing.
所以在这么冷的天气，我们还是来到教会。
So in such a cold weather, we'll still be able to come to church.
但是呢，我们还有很大的空间可以去努力。
But yet there's still a great length of room for us to advance.
如果在属灵的事情上面不努力啊，其实这是我们的一个很大的这个致命伤。
And so, if we cannot work hard toward our spiritual faith, then it's a deadly weakness for us.
我们请看马太福音二十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音二十五章二十六节。
Chapter 25, verse 26.
二十六节，主人回答说：“你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有闪的地方要纪念。”
26. His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant! So you knew that I harvest where I have not sowed, and gather where I have not scattered seed."
三十节，把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必哀哭切齿。
30, and throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
这是我们所熟悉主耶稣所做的比喻。
Here's a familiar parable from Jesus.
这个领一千的，他只是把它保守着，把一千好好的保管好。
So the servant received 1,000 talents, he securely kept the possession.
但是主耶稣说你是一个又饿又，说这个人是一个又饿又懒的人。
Here Jesus tell him he's a lazy and unfaithful servant.
那最后主耶稣说把这个人丢到外面的黑暗里。
And later Jesus said to throw the servant outside into darkness.
他把那个一千他是保管住的，好好的保管好了。
So he had kept the 1,000 talents safely.
今天我们都总是想着，我把道理守住了。这样就好了。
So today we often think that if we can keep the truth, then that will be good.
也的确跟不少的人比起来，能够守住道理已经非常好了。
So if we were be able to keep the word of God, then we're actually considered very good.
啊，但是主耶稣是说我们要努力。
But Jesus instead told us that we have to strive.
哦，我们不能够只是这样把那一千保守住，我们要有所行动。
And not only should we cannot just stay on safely keeping this 1,000, we have to strive to do more.
哦，所以跟神同行。让我们一起来努力。
So we walk with God and strive.
我们必须承认，我们每一个人的时间是短暂的，而且是不确定的。
And we have to realize that our time is short and uncertain.
我们要趁着白日要有所行动。
And we have to take advantage of the daytime and take actions.
为了我们家庭的生活，为了我们的事业，我们总是有很多的付出。
And for our family and for our career, we often pay a price.
哦，这样比较起来，真的，我们常常对属灵的事情，我们的付出实在是不多。
And in comparison, what we have paid for spiritual faith may be lacking.
跟神同行，的确是在平凡的生活当中来跟神同行。
And so to walk with God, we have to walk.With God in a normal life.
哦，神没有要我们放弃家庭，放弃我们的儿女。
And God has not told us to give up our family or our children.
哦，只要我们看重属灵的事情，在这上面也努力，那我们就真的是一个与神同行的人。
And if we can put our goal on the spiritual faith and strive, then that is walking with God.
啊，想想看我们。每一天我们所花在每一件事情上面的时间有多少。
And let's think about how much time we have spent in some of the things in our lives.
哦，那跟我们的祷告、读经、查经的时间来做个比较。
And make a comparison to the time you spend on reading the Bible and praying.
哦，我想我们很多的时候我们必须跟主耶稣承认。我们是不够努力的。
And we have to say to Jesus that surely we have not spent enough time.
有时候我们在祷告里头，我们发现说，哎，我好像没有什么好求的。
And sometimes we feel that when we pray, there's nothing to ask about.
为什么需要花那么多的时间祷告
？And why do we spend so much time to pray?
但是我们真的，我们的。言行举止真的那么好吗？
Is it really that our words and our actions are so good?
哦，我们真的没有什么错误需要向神来承认、来悔改的吗？
And are there no mistakes that we should admit to God and ask for forgiveness?
哦，我们真的那么好吗？
Are we really a good person?
啊，其实我们不是那么好，只是我们没有努力。
In truth, that we're not that good, just that we have not strived so hard.
啊，没有在这个信仰上努力，我们还以为。我们很好，我们无所求。
And we have not strived hard enough for our faith, and we feel that we're doing well, and there's nothing that we need to do more about.
不要以为犯了大罪啊，我们才会失去救恩。
Don't feel that the only time you will lose salvation is when you make a deadly sin.
其实，在信仰的道路上面不努力啊，正是把我们一步一步的。来推向这个硫磺火。
And so, if you have not make an effort in your faith, then we are stepping backwards toward the lake of sulfur.
为了我们的得救，我们要继续的、不断的来努力。
And for the sake of our salvation, we have to strive forward.
不管别人用怎样的眼光来看我们，用怎样的言语来评论我们。
Regardless how other people see us and speak things about us.
有些人可能会说，你干嘛花那么多时间在教会
？And others will say that why do you have spent so much time in church?
有些人说信仰是好的，但是你不用那么热心。
And some people will say that faith is good, but you don't have to be so fervent.
还有那么多可以追求的，你干嘛花那么多时间在信仰上？
And there's so many things that you can pursue. Why do you have to spend so much time on your faith?
不管别人怎么说，我们的主耶稣说要努力。
Regardless of what other people say, Jesus had told us that we have to strive.
好，我们再请看回路加福音十三章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 13.
路加福音十三章二十五节。
Chapter 13, verse 25.
二十五节，即至家主起来，关了门。你们站在外面叩门说，主啊，给我们开门。他就回答说，我不认识你们，不晓得你们是哪里来的。
25. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, Sir, open the door for us. But he will answer, I don't know you or where you come from.
24节的下半句话说，我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。
And the second half of chapter 24, verse 24 says thatI will tell you, many will try to enter, but will not be able to.
那这一段的第三个重点就是这里啊，这也是一个很严肃的一个预言。
And the third point here is this is a very severe prophecy.
所以说将来有许多人要进去，却是不能。
There will be many who wants to enter in the future, but may not be able to.
好，我们相信主耶稣一定会再来。
And we believe that Jesus will come again.
在那时候，大家都要站在审判的台前。
And during that time, everyone would face judgment.
到那时候啊，有很多人说啊，我明白真理了。
And at that time, many would say that I now know the truth.
啊，我知道我是一个罪人，这是事实。
I now realize that I'm a sinner.
好，我知道有一位真神，他是圣洁，他是尊贵的。
I know that there is a true God who is precious.
啊，当时真耶稣教会的人所传的福音，的确是救人的福音。
And the teachings that Jesus Christ had preached is the truth.
这时候明白这一切，但是已经太晚了。
When you come to know everything at that moment, it's already too late.
哦，那时候一定会有人很大声的喊着说：“主啊，我要悔改。”
And there will be many who will be shouting and say to the Lord that I want to repent.
啊，但是已经太慢了。
But now it's too late.
那时候有人相信耶稣就是救主。
At that time, people would start to believe that Jesus is the Savior.
我们今天发现主耶稣是我们的救主，我们在这里发现了这个救恩啊，我们是很兴奋的。
So we're very excited today that we know that Jesus is the Savior and He brought us the salvation.
有些朋友啊，他是一直问什么时候有灵恩会，我要接受洗礼。
And there are a lot of friends who kept asking, when is the spiritual convocation? And I want to be baptized.
在恩门还开的时候来相信，就是这么的让人兴奋。
And when the salvation door is still open, many people will be excited to enter.
在那个时候也是有很多人他们要相信。
And during that time, there are still many people who want to believe.
但是信的是非常的颤抖。
And but when they believe, there's a lot of feelings.
啊，因为已经太晚了。
But at that time it's too late.
可能有很多人第一次承认自己是罪人，求神赦免他们。
When someone repent that he's a sinner and ask God to accept him.
啊，但是照这一段所说的，太慢了。
But according to this verse, that time is too late.
啊，所以我们要跟神同行，就是我们要在信仰上，我们要不断的努力。
And so to walk with God means that we have to strive for our faith.
人必须从这个窄门来进入神的国。
Man must enter the kingdom of God through a narrow door.
人必须努力才能够进入将来永恒的天国。
And a man must strive in order to enter the eternal kingdom.
那只要努力的人都可以进入的。
And so for those who strive and make an effort, then he will be able to enter.
在运动场上，金牌通常只有一面。
And during the field, there's usually only one gold medal.
但是在天国，只要努力，每一个人都可以得金牌。
For heaven's kingdom, if everyone who strives will be able to receive a gold medal.
在这个世界上，我们曾经为了我们的一些努力啊，觉得后悔。
And so perhaps we have regretted for some of the efforts that he had made in your life.
啊，有人非常努力于事业，结果把自己的身体搞坏了。
Some people have strived for their career and now they are full of illness.
哦，有人非常努力于他的事业，结果家庭破裂。
And some people strive for their career and now they have a broken family.
哦，这些人都为他们过去的努力来后悔。
And all these people regretted for the efforts they made.
我不应该花那么多的时间在我的事业上。
And they should not have spent so much time on their career.
我不应该在下班的时间还在做我事业上的事情。
And they should not work, still do work after they left the company.
但是在信仰的道路上面来努力，我们一定不会后悔。
And but if we strive for our faith, that's something that we will never regret.
今天我们有这个发现，我们要跟别人分享。
And today, if we have this understanding, we should share this with others.
就好像安德烈，他找到了主耶稣，他去告诉他的哥哥西门彼得。
Just like Andrew, who found Jesus, he went to tell his brother Simon Peter.
今天我们知道，我们可以努力的来跟神同行。
So today we can tell us that we need to strive to walk with God.
这是人生里头何等有福气的一件事情。
And it's such a great blessing for us to have in life.
你愿不愿意跟你的亲戚、跟你的朋友来分享？
And are you willing to share this with your friends and your relatives?
一起来努力这一件让我们永远不后悔的事情。
Because strive toward this thing that you will never regret.
一起落达。
Let's all pray in silence.
休息10分钟，然后有上午第二堂的正道。